Hello and welcome to Serene Reflections, a podcast of Dharma Talks from the Wallawa Buddhist Temple. I am Reverend Clarissa Beatty, a Zen monk and Buddhist priest from the mountains of Northeast Oregon, where we practice contemplative meditation, the Chan of Bodhidharma, the Zen of Dogen, the Serene Reflection Meditation of Reverend Master G.U. Kennett. You are invited to let yourself grow naturally still, to let go of the world for a while. Join us in listening in sound, in listening in stillness, turning within to listen from the heart that seeks the way. We take refuge in the Buddha, since he is our true teacher. We take refuge in the Dharma, since it is the medicine for all suffering. We take refuge in the Sangha, since its members are wise and compassionate. Take refuge quickly in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. For therein is to be found utter enlightenment as well as freedom from suffering. What are the three refuges? And why are they so central to Buddhism? The Buddha is the one who is awake, the historic teacher of our lineage who shows the path by example. And it is the Buddha nature which permeates all things. The Dharma is the truth, the teaching, the pointing out of the path of liberation for those who wish to follow it. The first two refuges are fairly obvious in the practice of Buddhism. And then there is this third thing, the Sangha. What is it? Why is there a Sangha refuge? Sangha is a Sanskrit word meaning a group of people. This word's root is probably at least 5,000 years old. The word Sangha means literally coming together from the Proto-Indo-European root sem, one, as one, together with, plus han, to come into contact. The Sangha is the third of the three treasures of Buddhism, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. As Reverend Master G.U. put it, the people who study the Dharma treasure are called the Sangha treasure. Sangha can be used to refer either to monastics or to householders who practice, and it can also refer to both. It means the people who follow the Buddha's teaching on the path to enlightenment. If you are on this path, you are a member of the Sangha. What does it mean to take refuge? Taking refuge is to value and turn toward something, to turn toward it in need, to recognize its efficacy in dire straits and in ordinary life.
To take refuge is to trust. The three treasures of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha are the most distilled form of the Buddhist precepts, the most basic teaching on how to live an ethical life. When we turn toward the three refuges, we are placing our trust in them, that they will help us to let go of our suffering and see clearly. When we take refuge in the Sangha, we are trusting the Buddha nature as it appears in the form of other people, a form which is also our own. What is the place of other people in my training? As with any community or association, people together help each other. Together, we can bear that which is so much harder to carry alone. For example, just asking for the good wishes of other people can help immeasurably when I, or someone I know, is in difficulty. We call this a transfer of merit, and it is the basis for most of our ceremonial. When we take refuge in the Sangha, practically speaking, it means we make an effort to do our practice together with and in contact with others. As in any collection of people, there will be a variety of ways of seeing things, and this can be a very useful resource. When there is some aspect of my spiritual work which I do not see clearly, when I am with Sangha, it is highly likely that someone who sees it will point it out to me one way or another so that I can work with it. This is where a relationship with a teacher can be especially useful. It is how the Buddhist teaching has been handed down from teachers to students for centuries. Because we are human, being with others very simply is how we tend to learn best. Sometimes in the Sangha, we simply serve as a reflection for each other, as in a still mirror. Sometimes Sangha provides an example of what to do. Sometimes there's an example of what not to do. Sometimes the Sangha can seem messy. Sometimes it can seem magnificent. Much of the time, it can be simply human. One way or another, by being together, we help each other wake up. We each do our own work within, and it sure helps to do it alongside our friends or colleagues who are doing theirs too. As we journey along together, we can discover quite a lot about ourselves by being with others, and vice versa. And when times get rough, we can be grateful for the company. The Sangha carries us along like a current in a stream. The Sangha is the way the Buddha's teaching is passed on to us across the eons from those who have gone before, and it is the way we pass it around amongst us this very day. The Sangha is the Buddha and the Dharma moving and breathing in living flesh and blood and bones. Sangha is called a treasure because it is precious. Something we may notice when we've become accustomed to it, and then all at once it seems like it is not there. So, how do I take refuge in the Sangha when I cannot get to the Sangha? The answer is, do it any way you can. What are you already doing? Reading a scripture, writing to a monk, listening to a Dharma talk, texting with a Sangha friend, phoning the temple, going to my home altar and doing vows, offering merit for a friend. Can you think of something in this direction which would bring you joy and help to ease your mind? The work of the heart is something intimate between me and my Buddha nature, if you like, though the two are not really separate. Even in ordinary circumstances, for some of us, it may not be easy to step out and do our practice with others. Training and enlightenment unfolds together with all beings. The Buddha's awakening on that glorious morn after his dark night came about with the realization that, as he put it, I was, am, and will be enlightened together with the whole of the great earth and all its sentient beings simultaneously. I can see by his example that this realization is essential to my heart's opening, whether I am practicing by myself or surrounded by a crowd of others. We are never alone. The Sangha is potentially infinitely vast and deep. Whatever my conditions, whether I tend to be more social or more solitary by nature, the three treasures in which I take refuge include people. And people includes me. How am I taking refuge in the Sangha? Some of us may have all kinds of Sangha refuge already built into place in our daily life. Even so, it can't hurt to ask ourselves this question from time to time, and then be willing to listen for the response, willing to open to being taken deeper. Taking refuge is not only about how the Sangha can help me. It may also be about what I have to offer, which may benefit others. And when we really open in this way, what comes up may surprise us, at which point it may be useful to take refuge. Sometimes we don't appreciate something quite as much while we have it as we do once it is lost. To encounter the Buddha's teaching in a human lifetime is a rare and precious opportunity. To come together with other people who are also practicing the Buddha's teaching is even more rare and precious. Let us not miss such an opportunity. Please let us remember always what a gift it has been to sit together in the meditation hall, to dwell in each other's presence a while we enjoy our tea and explore the Dharma, to bow to each other face to face. If we have done these things in person in the past, we know where they are pointing and what is at their heart. this inherent knowledge which we all share. That in essence, we all are eternally all one together. Going forward, even if things are never again as they were before, still, we can all continue to open our hearts to each other, to stretch awareness to transcend illusory barriers of space, and to go on beyond the confines of the human mind, coming together heart to heart as Sangha, whatever the circumstances. We take refuge in the Buddha. We take refuge in the Dharma. We take refuge in the Sangha.
Thank you for joining us in listening to Serene Reflections from the Heart That Seeks the Way. To learn more about this practice, including more about how to meditate, you are invited to visit our website at walawabuddhisttemple.org. Here, in the Kanzeon Shrine of our meditation hall, we offer the merit of our practice of Serene Reflection Meditation to all beings, including you, wherever you may be.